It's time to talk technical analysis here on Money Life, and we are doing that right now with Ken Berman, strategist at Gorilla Trades. He is the gorilla in Gorilla Trades. If you want to learn more, gorillatrades.com, on Twitter, at Gorilla Trades, and perhaps more importantly today, Ken has put together something that, well, it's a benefit to you guys at Money Life Nation, which is gorillatrades.com/Chuck. We will talk about what that gets you, but the basics are it's going to get you a chance to read his new ebook, which is going to mention some very specific stocks that you might be interested in and why you might be interested in them. Again, it's gorillatrades.com. Add that /Chuck if you want to get the book. Ken Berman, thanks for joining me again on Money Life.
Thank you for having me, Chuck.
I say again, you know, it's been about 5 months. The last time you were on the show, end of February, before we got to where pandemic mode was happening, but in the middle of the market being in part of that drawdown and, you know, the start of that drawdown that we were seeing as things got scary. Now, at that point, the S&P 500 was somewhere north of 3,000, and you were saying 3,500 was the S&P for 2020. You know, we're now at a spot where we've recovered from the downturn. So as we bring you back, I mean, I recognize everything has changed, but has nothing changed? Is it still S&P 3,500 for you?
You know, it's funny. I think a lot of people thought I was pretty silly because I made that prediction of 3,500 for the S&P 500 in 2020 in the end of February on your show. And then, of course, for the next 30 days, I watched the major indices plummet 30%. So I didn't look too smart. But where are we now? We're about 7% away from that level. That's pretty close. I'm pretty confident still that that's going to happen. Another pullback could occur prior to 3,500. But look at technicals. The long-term secular bull market's well intact. But I have to stress that uncertainty is unusually high due to the pandemic. But a good working hypothesis for me is that the rest of the summer will be choppy but bullish, with a possible sharper correction coming in the fall or early winter. And then I see a rally toward the end of the year again.
And that rally, 3,500, seems reasonable?
We could actually see 3,500 before the correction.
Wow. So a choppy summer, a bit of a correction, and a rally to the end of the year.
Correct.
Okay.
That's the way
I see it. What's going to lead that? What makes that happen? Because this has not been a market where it's like the whole market is going, and it's tough to believe post-pandemic that the rising tide's going to lift all boats. It's more like certain little inlets are going to have higher tides, and certain other places are going to be bone dry.
I think investors should be focusing on sectors that are least affected by the COVID crisis. So you just mentioned technology. Specifically, how about cloud, e-commerce, semiconductor companies within the technology sector are probably going to be the strongest. I also like healthcare. I love biotech. And gold actually looks very promising. But companies with strong balance sheets and a domestic online focus, even from other sectors, should do very, very well. Now, real estate stocks, domestic focus, leisure, and other consumer discretionary stocks and utilities, they could be strong also, but they're riskier due to the exposure to the lockdown. The one thing I will mention are weaker sectors. Avoid energy and travel sectors and banks with large corporate exposure. But in the case of a positive COVID outcome, there are likely going to be explosive winners in those areas. So it could be interesting.
Well, we have to get to where we have a positive COVID outcome. So is that what you're looking for? I mean, is everything in your, or almost everything in your choppy summer correction, year-end rally kind of prediction dependent on we have a vaccine?
No, let me tell you what I'm looking at. I'm looking more right now at the monetary and fiscal policies. It'll be critical. So I'm keeping an eye on Washington in August, while monitoring the fate also of the European stimulus negotiations, which look very promising at this point. The Democratic National Convention is next month. That'll be crucial, especially since Biden is supposedly winning in the polls. And then we'll focus on the Fed's annual symposium, the final week of August. After that, you have the elections. and you have a possible second wave of outbreak that'll take center stage. And we'll learn much more about the economic impact of the pandemic itself. If we can avoid another wave of lockdowns, which I believe we will, the economic recovery will remain on track here in the U.S. with strength.
Let's put this all together. I talked a little bit about your latest ebook. You were talking about how you got to find companies that have strong balance sheets and that have that domestic and their online focus. Well, that puts it all together because your book is about stocks that you are looking at right now. So explain what it is that people should be looking at specifically. What stocks appeal to you?
So I've been around long enough to know that in times like this, investors want to take as little risk as possible. So they tend to invest in those companies with strong financial positions. I actually compiled a list. I call it the 25 blue chips with brawny balance sheets. I spent more time than I'm willing to admit sifting through balance sheets of so many different companies in search of the strongest. And I came up with the 25 best. I compiled them into an ebook, and Kiplinger actually featured it. And yes, the list includes the likes of Amazon, Apple, Facebook, Microsoft, Google, but many others will surprise you. There are a few biotechs. Even Costco made the list. The stocks on the list should continue to outperform. It's a very good starting point or menu of ideas for you.
And again, that's available for folks by going to GorillaTrades.com/Chuck, a site set up for Money Life audience members to check out Ken Berman's latest ebook. If you want to learn more about his trading methods and more, then just drop the Chuck from there and make it GorillaTrades.com. He's on Twitter at GorillaTrades. Ken Berman, always great to chat with another University of Michigan graduate. Thanks so much for joining me. We'll talk again soon.
Thank you, Chuck.
Well, we are heading for home on today's edition of Money Life.